Hey, all you Rocket fans.
Did you know J-Dub's Pizza and Subs is back open?
It's new and improved. Give us a call at 965-7070.
We're open
Wednesday through Sunday.
Grab a pizza before the game or get one when the Rockets are away.
J-Dub's Pizza and Subs, we're back open. 965-7070. Pickup and delivery only.
Welcome to playoff week. The Rockets host Caverna in the first round of the Class A football playoffs. Coach Starnes, Caverna's a team. They're winless this year. They've never beaten us. I think we played them six times. They were even on the schedule of the year. Creighton won a state championship in 85 or in the playoffs. They did in the playoffs. So this is a team we're familiar with. We don't see very often, but every time we do see them, it doesn't turn out well for them.
Well, I mean, Chris, they're a lot like the Fulton teams that we face, Fulton County, Fulton City. They probably remind me more of Fulton City this year than Fulton County. They're a team that maybe have 17, 18 players on it, but they have some good athletes, and that's what concerns me. They're not very sound a lot of times in what they do, so you got to try to figure that out. And we just have to play fast and play our game and execute. And, you know, as we told the kids yesterday that, you know, we can't take this team for granted. And that's what concerns me every time we play a team like this, is that we take them lightly and we don't execute and do the little things we're supposed to. Because teams like that, you need to get up on early. And as we have before with the Fultons, we try to get up on them early and then take the momentum out of it. But you give them any momentum, and they've got some athletes that can make things happen, and that's what concerns me about them.
And in football, in the playoffs, it's do or die.
Do or die.
It's win or go home.
You know, you can't have a bad night and say, well, I'll make up with it next week. And if we don't win it, we go home. So we're looking to advance, and and the good thing is that if we do, then it'll be at home.
Caverna is a unique school, and it's one of the two in the state of Kentucky that actually draws students from two counties, Hart County and Barron County, and that in itself is kind of interesting to.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that they did. So because Hart County does have, I don't know if Barron County has a football team.
Yeah, Barron County. Of course, Glasgow's in Barron County, which is one of the better teams over there.
Absolutely.
And Barron County has.
So they all have teams and still able to go to Caverna.
What about the injury report? I think at this point in the season, that's something we need to look at going into playoffs. What's everybody's health? What's their condition? Some of the guys that maybe have been dinged up a little bit.
Well, we seem to be okay. We didn't get any body hurt from last week. We still have Gavin Dickerson who had his surgery and is doing well, going through rehab now, so we're thankful for that. And then Lathan Easley is getting better all the time, and there's a chance that he might come back next week. So,
oh, really? Broken bones.
Yeah, so we just have to see it keep on and keep updated with that.
Hunter Jones is one that's kind of been coming back slowly.
Yeah, Hunter Jones is in there right now. He's starting. He says his knee is fine. He just has that brace that he thinks cuts out a little mobility. But he's going Tuesday for the checkup, and hopefully he wants to get out of that brace.
Everybody else is 100% ready to go.
Everybody else is ready to go. I don't know. Laney's still gimping around a little bit on his knee, but he's got a gait that you don't know whether or not it's his knee or if it's the way that he runs. So.
Well, I know you had all WKC announced this week, and you had one freshman on the team, Tyler Boone, and I know you probably want to talk a little bit about those guys. I would say if it's headed by one individual, maybe Hunter Boone, but Ethan Dossett too. And all these guys, I mean, obviously they deserve a lot of credit. And even got your center in on it, who Brock Langston, who, as we've talked about in the past, so that these guys that play on the offensive line don't get a whole lot of press or accolades throughout the season from the more conspicuous areas. That I know you want to talk a little bit about these guys. 11 guys on the team.
Yeah, and Chris, it's not led by one guy as far as the WKC. I mean, with that, when you have an all-state type person, then that's being led by. And Ethan Dawson is one that was put on the ballot for all-state. So. Which is good for him. You know, but we had Adam Beavers and Cody Belt, Brady Burke, Hunter Boone, Gavin Dickerson, Ethan Dossett, Brandon Lamy, Brock Langston, Devin Nesbitt, Sean O'Leary, and Tyler Boone were all WKC players this year. And, you know, the good part about it is, you know, listening to other coaches talk about your players, there are probably three other players that that could have been put on this list, but we only get 11 players. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that was rewarding for us to know that you, I mean, you have Caden McAllister and
right there.
He's right there. Mason Hunt that was right there.
Yeah.
And then Ian Ellington was right there. And Devin Porter.
Sure.
You know, so, I mean, you have three or four guys that they were talking about that could possibly be on an all WKC team, but just didn't have enough slots for them. So, which is good for the kids that made it. And, you know, it's good for those kids that didn't make it because now they have something that they need to shoot for years to come, you know, for next year and the year after that. And, you know, we have one freshman and we have seven juniors that made it, so, and three seniors. So, you know, next year there's some guys
coming back. Yeah.
Yeah, and next year I think there's some guys that can be put on that list very easily if they perform and they get ready for it and then prepare for it.
Well, I know these guys you mentioned that were on the cusp of making this team, I know you talk about them every week and are proud of them. And like you say, you know, there are just so many slots when the coaches all get together and vote. And you come up one vote short, man.
Feather in the cap, and that's what they don't understand. It's you know, their names are being mentioned. Their names are known out there, and you know they just have to make sure that they prepare and get another vote for next year.
Yeah.
But that's the way it is, and that's the way it works. But you know, that's not taking anything away from the guys that didn't make it because they're very deserving of it, and we're proud of those guys as well. And, you know, Beavers is a three-time All-WKC selection. So, you know, we're proud of him as well.
I know you just completed an interview today with WPSD-TV. Jeff Dibble was up here doing is that a goodbye Coach Starnes interview, or is that a hello playoff? What is that?
Well, I think it was a combination of both. You know, it was a hello playoff, but, you know, how are you feeling going into it, knowing it's your last one? So
how do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bittersweet thing. I'm excited for the kids, as we said all along. I think that the difference is that, you know, this has been planned out. It's not something that we just decided. So we knew it was going to be this way. It is bittersweet. I'm tickled to death for the players, and you know, we got up to four rounds that we can play at home. So we just have to see what happens and where it plays out. At any rate, if it plays out that we don't make it all the way, then it plays out that my last game will be on our field. And so, you know, it's very good. I mean, it's emotional. It will be emotional. But we all knew this day would come one day, and it's almost here.
And this game coming up Friday night, kickoff 7 p.m. for the playoffs, first round of Class A. It's a game that everybody anticipates we're going to win. But you go into it like you said. You know, you still play scared in a way. It's like, I mean, you're not scared, but there's some anticipation, isn't it? Even though we're a big, big favorite, you go in and you don't know.
Well, you play reserved, and you play to your competition, and that's what we're afraid of. If we do not execute, they will put us out of this thing. They haven't won a game. But if we don't execute, if we don't play with that emotion and do the little thing we're supposed to do, then they'll put us out. And make no mistake, I mean, you've got offense, defense, and special teams. So, you know, it's not just one area that we can't play well. We're going to have to play well in all the areas. We can't kick it to one of their guys and let them return it for a touchdown, you know, however many yards it is. We've got to make sure that we do the little things right and force the issue with them, play aggressive, create turnovers, don't give the ball up, and we'll be okay. keys of the game right there. All right, Coach Donners, any last words on what to expect this week from your boys, from Caverna? I'm sure you want to see a big crowd out here Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, I'm expecting our kids to play well. I'm expecting them to play hard. I'm expecting them to be excited. I'm expecting them to go out and take care of business and win this ballgame.
All right, Coach Donners, good luck Friday night against the Caverna Colonels.
All right, buddy.